You ever hear called an actress?
Yes, yeah, okay. Some at Robert E. Lee on the other thing. General Robert E. Lee, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you went back up there with General Robert E.
I don't know why that bothered me when I go, couldn't they? That's what you meant, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I said, really, right when you catch me off guard, you just take back.
Some of these things are the simplest little things, but
yeah.
Like you say, when somebody just asks you, it's hard to think of. A person who's from Italy is an Italian. A person
that's
from
right.
This country is what?
American.
Okay. A black person is called what?
They call them everything in the world, don't they?
Just about.
Nigger, I guess.
Okay. Do you have any of them over here?
No, sir.
Have you ever had any?
No, sir.
What do you reckon it happened if some of them came over
here? Well, I just wouldn't say
that. That's always worried me because, of course, we get a lot of them up at school. But,
yes, sir.
Out in the...
We're going to keep them out as long as we can.
Out in the county, man. That would be a touchy situation, I would think. Let's see. What have you ever heard a term for somebody that comes from just way back in the backwoods? They say, well, he's just
back in the stick, I say.
So I'm calling him a hick or a redneck.
He'll be there.
All right. That's what, y'all back up in the hills here. You know, on the way up here, I was noticing, I believe this area is more like the East Tennessee place where I'm from, with the limestone and the hills and everything like that.
I guess it is.
It's really amazing how quick you get out of it just between here and Florence. It's just levels out.
From here to Roughville, let's see how this iron ore around here too.
Oh, they have iron, and do they dig it out?
Yeah, right now I'm not sure whether they are or not. For years and years and years, ever since I remember, well, ever since we've been here, I know they dug for iron ore. When I first come through here, let's see, I don't know how old it was, but I saw these hills, you know, and I thought, well, they're just natural, but there wasn't, you know, where they pile this stuff. Oh, yes, big lakes all around here.
I saw some of those today, and I wondered. I thought, you know, that the people had just paid to have a lake dug out.
No, it's where they dug out for iron ore. Right now, I don't believe they're mining any, though. I don't know. I reckon they had such a big supply or something, or not any demand for it. I don't know exactly how it was. But, if you look over to your right when you go back, let's say, about halfway to town, you can see lights over there on the hill. I don't believe they still work over there now. I don't think so. Shook and Fletcher, you've heard of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And let's see.
Well, they just mine it with big bulldozers and that kind of thing. I mean, they didn't have
these
mines
things,
like coal mines going down.
No, they had these things that drill in the ground, you know, and get it out. Well, they used to wake me up every morning. They'd come back and forth here all the time, just back and forth all day long, back out in here, different places. Just hauling big trucks carried up here to the washer. I said crusher, I said washer. Yeah, washer. Yeah, where they separate, see. And then from there, I reckon, you know, it goes to Birmingham. They're not mining any iron over here now, are they?
Not that I know of. I think that we've largely moved out. One of the companies, I think, may be doing a little on a limited scale.
And they send it over to Birmingham.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see, who was it besides Shook and Fletcher had?
U.S. Pipe.
Yeah, U.S. Pipe.
Pretty big operation.
Yeah, it used to be pretty good.
Well, it was the largest deposit of brown ore in the southern United States, right in Franklin County. There are places the ore was 75 feet deep.
Good, great.
Yeah, if you ever had time to drive around, you usually see big holes there. Well, you out here, you saw where this garbage place was?
Yeah, yes.
Well, that's what that was, see, where they dug.
Well, that made a nice landfill area there. Well, it's 75-foot thick vein. Mm-hmm. That's getting some kind of ore now. Wow.
And then along the house, there's what you call rights to go and drill, too. But
mineral rights.
Yeah, mineral rights. But I was kind of glad when they quit it, wasn't I? All that traffic, and then, well, it'd wake us up some mornings, you know, it wouldn't be too far that people, you know, where they had on their length. You could hear the machinery running all night.
Yeah.